USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers expected to avert a partial government shutdown this Friday with a new stopgap measure that would keep the government funded through December 21st. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says,
you know, we've worked that out, and this fight's going to continue on, and clearly what we're battling over is to make sure that we can fund our border security properly.
Scalise speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. This extension provided by the stopgap measure allows lawmakers to attend tomorrow's funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. The former president's body still lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where thousands of people have been filing past to pay their respects since yesterday. Attending that funeral tomorrow will be President Trump, as well as the other surviving U.S. presidents, and Prince Charles will be there to represent Queen Elizabeth. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer was suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation into his handling of claims of domestic violence involving a former assistant coach. Ohio State's new full-time head coach will be Ryan Day, who is currently the team's offensive coordinator. On the sidelines of a NATO meeting in Brussels today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defends President Trump's foreign policy, blasting critics who've claimed that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions.
Bad actors have exploited our lack of leadership for their own gain. This is the poisoned fruit of American retreat. President Trump is determined to reverse that.
Pompeo assuring the U.S. is not abandoning international leadership and nations that he calls our friends in the international system. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, say they don't want the university to spend millions of dollars on a new home for a statue of a Confederate soldier. Protesters pulled down the statue known as Silent Sam last summer. Now, UNC officials have wanted to build a $5 million historical education center on campus to house the statue, but hundreds of students and others from the community have been marching through downtown Chapel Hill in recent evenings to protest that plan. Some say the statue is a racist piece of propaganda and not a piece of history. Gina Haspel, the CIA director, will be discussing the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of senators today, a briefing that comes after senators have repeatedly requested information after Haspel's absence from last week's briefing on the matter. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said there remains no clear evidence Khashoggi's death at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey was ordered by the Saudi crown prince. And don't expect your mail tomorrow. The Postal Service is suspending mail delivery and retail service at post offices because of the former President George H.W. Bush's funeral, as Wednesday, tomorrow, has been designated as a national day of mourning. The Postal Service says there will be limited package delivery service, though. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.